Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
All right, let's kick this thing off. A couple of Astros news and notes around here before we get to the series, Clint. The young fella, Joey Lupercito, is going to be in the lineup today. We found out yesterday he was going to be called up, and he will be playing in the outfield today, according to manager Joe Espada. They're going out there first because, according to Espada, it's where he's comfortable, and they want him to play there on his first day. Also with that, according to Espada, Chaz McCormick has some soreness in his hamstring. Remember, Chaz missed some time with that hamstring, missed a game or two, but he has some soreness in the hamstring, which will open up the door for some playing time for him. He didn't play the last game in Mexico City. So he is going to be in the outfield today. They also said, according to Dana Brown, the general manager on the flagship, said that they intend for him to play. Didn't bring him up here to sit him. Real quick, before we get into the young kid, the move made, the Astros put Gray Kessinger on the 10-day IL with right shoulder discomfort. I would love to know when he and where that injury occurred. Is that in some...
I think he's playing.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
What happened? What's the breaking news?
The Astros made the tough decision, man. They did it. This is coming from Chandler Rome. Right now, GM of the Astros, Dana Brown, he's holding a press conference. He just moments ago said, Jose Abreu, first baseman for your Astros, is not with the Astros right now, GM Dana Brown said. Both sides decided that Abreu would be optioned to West Palm Beach effective tomorrow, quote, to get some at-bats and his timing back right. He unselfishly was on board in agreement with going back to West Palm Beach, Dana Brown said. That's the latest from the Astros.
To hell with Joey. All right. All right. So he is going to West Palm Beach.
See ya.
All right. They're not going to give up on this. They're not just cutting ties with him. How long is he going to be out of here? At least they are making a move. I think he needed to be out of the situation and out of there, and as we talked about yesterday, even having the threat to even playing. Because if he's there, you know, why does he not play? And he's not getting at bats. If they're not going to move on from him like I would have, this would probably be the next best thing.
Oh, no, look, I think it's the best thing any way you slice it. I mean, remove him from the equation as it pertains to John Singleton or Joey Lupercito, whoever's playing first base, whoever settles into that spot once Chaz McCormick gets back, yada, yada, yada. Right? Remove him from that situation. Now, talk about Jose Abreu himself. There is no way on God's green earth that Jose Abreu is sitting there talking about, I don't understand why. Give me more time. Give me more at-bats. There is zero doubt that he understands the dynamic of the situation. Now it comes down to, does Jose Abreu, is he ready to hang up the cleats? Or does Jose Abreu feel like he's just stuck in a rut, he's in a slump, and can work his way out of it? Where is he as a player? And I think both of those answers can be maybe not – both of those questions can be maybe not answered, but at least addressed with some time in West Palm Beach, swinging, trying to get your timing back. Can you get your timing back? Get those at-bats. See where you're at. It doesn't surprise me one bit that he is on board
with it.
I think is the phrase that they used. Hell, I'm reading one here where he decided to be optioned to West Palm Beach.
He's got to be embarrassed, Clint. Right?
Absolutely.
You've been
absolutely.
There. You know, he's got to be.
Absolutely.
You're a competitor, but at some point, like, you don't want to just – you are as proud and has done as much as he's done. Like, you want to get out. Go somewhere and get it right.
Well, there's got – you either want to get out or you want to go somewhere behind the scenes and get it right. Like, you don't want to just – sit the bench and watch somebody else play first base. You don't want to play every third game, every fourth game. Hell, Jose Abreu plays as much as Bregman. He don't want to give up half the start. Well, so yeah, the right thing to.
And also, you don't want to feel like you're one of the big reasons just dragging this team to the ground too.
Absolutely.
Right. Like, he's a good teammate of everything that we've heard, and the Cats really, really seem to like him. Once again, if you are just jumping in, Tyler jumped in with that breaking news. According to Chandler Rome, I want to catch you up on it. Jose Abreu is not with the Astros, according to general manager Dana Brown. Dana Brown said both sides decided that Abreu will be optioned to West Palm Beach effective tomorrow to quote, get some at-bats and his timing back right. Also, Dana Brown, the general manager, said he unselfishly was on board in agreement with going back to West Palm Beach. So, Jose Abreu is down. There had to be something, Clint. We've been talking here. You hear Dana Brown said he's not coming up here to sit. All right? Chaz McCormick, all right, he may have a sore hamstring, but you want Chaz to play every day. And I mean, really at this point, at 9-19, you probably need Dubon to play damn near every day in center. I think every day. If he's not brought up here to sit, then there's one spot. That makes sense. And if he's going to be playing that spot, what is Jose Abreu doing for you on the roster and on the team? Like, John Singleton can sit there and come in and I guess get at bats and fill in. But Jose Abreu, got him. He does no good just sitting on the bench right there. So, listen, I would have parted ways, but this is probably the last step.
Yeah, I think say this is it. This could be the last step to being released. I mean, you got a lot invested in him. So I can understand where Crane and company aren't necessarily ready to just cut bait and take and eat the loss. At least try to let him get this thing right. And I'm sure he is in a spot where obviously he's not ready to hang up the cleats. And so give him the opportunity to go down there and get it right. And I think, again, I don't know if you're going to get a specific nail on the head type of answer, but I think either way it goes. A couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks of work down there. He's going to know, the Astros are going to know, and it's going to be pretty obvious what direction they need to go in.
Yeah, because if you're struggling there as well as with Major League pitching, if you're struggling in West Palm Beach or whoever's going to be there to work with them, then now this may be – this. You know what, it feels Justin Britt. I mean, we've spoken about this. It feels very Justin Britt-like.
Well, Ron, here's the deal. Is it's not like we've seen him at the major league level during this struggle. We've seen him just get overpowered by, like, the best stuff in Major League Baseball. No,
he's getting overpowered by 88.
Right. He's struggled with everything that he's faced. So I mean, if he does go down and improve – and he appears to not be broken. Right now, it doesn't matter if the guy's up there throwing mid-80s or damn near 100. He appears broken. So if he goes to West Palm and he figures this thing out and he's swinging the bat well, he doesn't appear broken, there's reason to believe that maybe he did work his way out of the rut. Because right now, it's not like – I don't look at it and go, boy, this major league pitching is just – it's overwhelming, man. He just can't catch up, man. He can't this. Like, it's broken. To your point, you sat there and watched him 85 get blown by him the other day. Couldn't catch up with 88 or whatever it was. Like, that's not – that's something beyond –
maybe mental.
That's something beyond, like, that pitcher stuff is just that good.
Yeah, it's he's not touching anything. So, that is the latest. So, the Astros, new look here as Abreu goes to West Palm Beach. We'll see how long that is. I wonder what the plan is for that. And Joey Lupercio will be in the lineup today in the outfield. But I think, Clint, we can start to see that he's going to play a lot of first base now with this opening there. By the way, Joey's going to wear number 10. That was last worn by the previous first baseman before Jose Abreu, Yuli Gurriel. So he is going to wear number 10 tonight and be in the outfield. So a lot happening with the Astros news-wise.
Big 3-3, number 2.
And not to mention with that, Clint, the Astros, they start a three-game set with the Cleveland Guardians. Hunter Brown's going to be on the mound. Hunter Brown is 0-4 with an ERA at 9.68 right now. He's going to face Carlos Carrasco, who's not great either, with an ERA nearing 5. So this is a big, big series. And, Clint, I think this is a big nine games coming up. If you look at the next 9, they've got 6 at home against a really good Cleveland Guardians team, against a Seattle team who was leading the division last I checked, and then they go on the road to New York and play the Yankees. These 9 games, I know we talked about the last road trip. These 9 games, Clint, they're 9-19. They've got to start putting together above 500 like streaks. And to me, these next 9, they've got to finish this thing above 500. And they've got 5-4 at the very least. They have got, if they're going to get back into this, they've got to start making up some ground. They're 10 games under 500 right now.
Well, they got to find a way to win some series. They got to find a way to use the games that you have against the Colorado Rockies, which you just had a 2-game sweep up at down in Mexico City. You got to find a way to use those to your advantage to gain momentum, to get in a groove, to right some of the wrong and get on the right page, so that when you do bump up against some of the better teams in the league, you're hitting on all cylinders. That's just where the Astros are right now. As I said earlier, just coasting through another baseball season is not going to happen. They're going to have to work. They're going to have to grind to dig out of this hole, and it's going to be a long dig. It's not going to happen overnight, Ron. So, yeah, they've got to win some ball games. I'll be honest with you. They've got to win. I mean, there's no moral victories at this point, obviously. They've got to win. But, boy, I at this point in time.
You take a baby step.
When you do lose a game, how about we eliminate Presley giving up 2 runs in the 8th when you had the lead or you had a secure lead or at least the game was in reach? Josh Hader? How about we get him and dialed in? How about we get Brian Abreu dialed in and those guys that we know if we do end up climbing out of this hole, we're going to depend on them down a stretch. How about we just, if we do lose a game, let's just let it be a regular season baseball game that you lost and not be one that when you walk away from it, you're like, man, what in the hell is going on? How about that? Yeah, we got to win some games. No doubt about it. We got to win some series.
That's what you said. You got to start stringing together series wins.
Yes.
Like, to me, if they can find a way to go like 6-3 in this 9-game stretch, because this 9-game stretch, these are all above 500 baseball teams. These are all good baseball teams, right? We talked about it. Yeah, all right, man. All right. You beat the Rockies. You got the Rockies. You swept them for 2, one of the worst teams in baseball. You got 9 against really good teams.
It's not ideal.
Now, what are you going to do? This Yahoo on the text line. I mean, stop it here. Y'all happy now? Who y'all going to blame now? Are you happy that Jose Abreu is no longer playing? I mean, if you're an Astros fan, I would assume that you are.
If you want him in the lineup, you might be suffering.
You better take your ass to West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
They got good water. Case. Better take your ass to West Palm.
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy answer.
What
yes.
Are you talking
yes,
about?
I'm happy now. There's a guy that's hit more home runs in 25 games than anybody in Major League Baseball or in the minors that is hitting damn near 300 in spring training and in the regular season here, that hits with power, that hits for average, obviously. I know there's a little strikeout issue there. I get it. Tyler and Ron have both let me know about that. But you got a guy that could bring something to the table and replace two guys that ain't hit a damn home run. Do those guys even have an RBI between the two of them, Singleton and Abreu?
I think Abreu's got a couple three. RBI.
I don't think Singleton's got one. So yeah, I'm happier now.
Tomorrow's May 1st. He hasn't cracked triple digits in his batting game.
I'm happy as hell.
Sitting at 99.
Hey, boys, I'm happy as hell. My Astros got somebody at first base that you can, based on what we've seen recently and how they swung the bat, we can get excited about them getting up to the plate. Yes, I'm happier than hell.
Answer that texture. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, if you're being tongue-in-cheek and you want him in the lineup, then I just don't think you know baseball.
Well, when you say who's to blame, if you listen to this show, I specifically said that he's going to catch a lot of heat, but it ain't all on him.
Right.
I specifically have said that. There are a lot of people who get a hand in this one. But this was a move that had to be made. Somebody said it yesterday. Leave the drive. Said it yesterday. Team effort.
You nailed it, bro. It's like you had a crystal ball.
All right, again, we will update you on the breaking news. Jose Abreu, no longer with the team. We'll give you all the details to that. And I want you to think about this. You think we see Jose Abreu again in an Astros uniform this year? Do you think we see Jose Abreu again in an Astros uniform this year? And a little bit of draft talk, and not just draft talk, but what this means moving forward now that the draft is passed. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, there is breaking news. News we wondered were if it would come, if it would happen. And I think it is easily the right move from the Astros. Dana Brown, the general manager, spoke to the media moments ago delivering the news about Jose Abreu. Here's the general manager.
I just wanted to let the group know that we had a great meeting and good conversation. with Jose Abreu. And in the middle of that conversation, we got into some really good things about what we could do to get Jose Abreu back to, you know, what he was doing last year, sort of like September, October in the postseason. And both sides were really engaged in this meeting. And through this meeting, we decided to option Jose Abreu to West Palm Beach effective tomorrow to get him some at-bats and to get his rhythm and timing back right. And so hopefully, and we're actually confident that we're going to get him down there and work on specific things like rhythm and timing and keeping your head on the ball and things like that. And hopefully we'll have him back here as soon as possible.
Yeah, you're hopeful.
Confident.
He confident.
Easy, Dana.
You're hopeful. Hopeful that he finds it and figures it out. I said this, and I see some people texting in and people on YouTube and Twitch. You can join in the conversation as well. You fellas think that we see him again this year? You think he is back with the big team this year?
I hope like hell he is, but I don't believe we've seen.
I think it's very possible we see him again. If we ever see the September Abreu from last season, that I don't know. But I think they'll probably give him almost out of respect in a way. I feel like they'll call him back up one more time.
It ain't out of respect. It's about, hey,
Bagwell's
we want to be right.
Yep.
Like we want to make sure we get something out of this.
Yep.
Out of this thing. You know, we'll see. I think a lot will depend on the young fella. What he does, because if he comes up here and swings the bat, I don't care if he hits 225, if he's hitting homers like he was, yeah. if he is doing something where he forces your hand, like they can't take him out of, like for Jose Abreu to get back on the field and play first base, there has to be just almost in the spot that they're in right now. Like, it would almost have to be a desperation to go back to him. Because if somebody is playing the position well, what could he be doing at West Palm Beach that makes you say, all right, we're gonna take a chance at putting him back in?
Well, look, I think this is a situation where if he doesn't appear broken and he's not getting 88 blown by him and he appears to be tracking the ball, I think that's what has to happen for them to say, okay, he deserves another chance. I believe he's broken based on what I've seen. I don't think it's a matter of like all of a sudden you're going to face a lesser pitcher night in, night out, and you're still your swing all of a sudden is going to change. What the hell do I know? Here's the deal: the Joey Loperfido dynamic to this though, simple, Ron. Right? I mean, this dude's got to take advantage of the situation. Absolutely. Because even if Abreu gets called back up. Let's be honest. The reason they're making this move, yeah, he's been hitting the cover off the ball in the minor leagues. Cool. But really is because John Singleton's not producing either.
No, they don't have any. It's so bad. Bad at that position.
It's so bad at that position. And let's be honest beyond that. If Abreu does start ripping the cover off the ball and seeing it and comes back and gets another shot, I mean, Jake Myers isn't necessarily untouchable as your center fielder either. I mean, I think that they would like to play. Like, I mean, hell,
I guess there's an option in the outfield where he could play.
Well, we've heard Espada say, I would rather have Dubon as my utility, as a super utility guy.
That would be
instead of having to play him in center field so often, right? So, I don't know. Like, Loperfido just has to go out there and prove that he belongs and prove that he's a better option than Jake Myers, John Singleton, or Jose Abreu, any of the three, and I think he'll have a damn spot.
Yeah. That'll be one to watch. We'll see if he makes it. We'll see how long he's in West Palm Beach. But as you heard there, they're going to try to get his mind right. You said he needs to go on some sort of reset and vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the first week in West Palm Beach to just chill.
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Just
I wonder
chill.
If that was part of their conversation. Or was it get down there and
just
get to work?
Settle down. I don't know. That might be. He's something. Yeah, he needs to clear his mind. All right, that is the latest with Jose Abreu. All right, fellas, the draft is over. We see what the Texans did in the draft. Some love it. Some are okay with it. Some are waiting to see what happens. Some don't like it. There's a lot of people who have different feels on it. My thought and wonder is, the Texans did a ton to help themselves get to a point where you're like, yes, in the offseason and free agency, they have done this to make you feel good about them taking that next step of making it to an AFC championship game. That's the goals that we've talked about. Do you think after the draft, with the draft in particular, they have added things to help that goal? Do you think when you see the draft, they have done things in this draft to make you say this gets them closer to trying to achieve that goal to the AFC championship?
We're talking about the draft.
The draft, yeah, the draft.
No, absolutely
nothing
not. Absolutely not.
Because I look at teams that they're competing with, I think people think, ooh, the Xavier Worthy selection for the Chiefs may help them maybe get there. The Ravens got a really good corner in the first round that they lacked. That was probably one of the weaker spots on their defense. They brought in that maybe gives them help, you know, to take the next step. The Bengals signed a couple of offensive linemen early in that draft. So I think some people, but you don't, when you look at the Texans draft, you think the offseason, yes, gave them a lot of steps in terms of free agency, but the draft, you don't think this really helped them that much?
Absolutely not.
This is all future.
Absolutely not. Future, if they work out. I mean, if guys, if C.J. Henderson and Jeff Okuda fall on their face and Kamari Lassiter is an outside corner, you know, in 2 years, I think you probably see something there. The tackle, the kid they drafted, you know, out of Notre Dame. I mean, if Titus Howard falls on his face, and is what, which golly, I don't know what in the hell we're talking about here, but is not as good a tackle as I think he is, then maybe that kid plays and shows you a little something. I mean, Dalton Schultz is going to be the premier tight end here any way you slice it. They're paying $12 million a year over the next 3 years. I like the Cade Stover kid, but I don't know how he just all of a sudden helps you go beat Baltimore in the playoffs, right?
Now we'll say those other teams didn't do as much to add to their teams, for the most part, in free agency as the Texans did. So I think there's a fair thought that the Texans didn't need to add as much in the draft, some right now fit players like maybe those other teams did. But Lassiter is the one. Lassiter is the one where the thought is maybe he can slide in and really contribute to this team in some form or fashion. I think the hope for me, and I'm not sure if the Texans coaching staff would look at it the same way, but the hope for me is that Kamari Lassiter wins the corner job opposite of Derek Stingley. If you can get that pull, then that may be something that helps your team immediately. But I'm with you. Outside of that, there is some, you know, there's hard. It's tough to look at players that may have a real, real major impact on the team this year, outside of Lassiter. So that's. But like I said, they may have done enough in free agency to add to this roster to get them to that point, rather than just having to add it up in the draft. But that was just a thought real quick. You brought up something. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought up that Titus Howard thing, because I talked to somebody in the media, and I just, you said it, what are we talking about? It sounds like it may be a conversation, a serious conversation, that Titus Howard may not be the right tackle. I just can't even get over that. We'll discuss that next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. If you missed it, Jose Abreu sent down to West Palm Beach. That's the big story right now. That move, we have no idea how long that would be. Trying to get him right. That is the next step for him, so he will not be with this team moving forward. John Singleton will start at first base tonight.
Yay.
Come on, man.
I don't know why he's a major leaguer right now. It makes no sense.
Well, I mean, what's the other option?
For the situation, I do understand. That's the only reason he's out. But this dude, John Singleton, is not a major league first base. He's not.
I do wonder how that conversation was like. Hey, let's bring Big John back this year.
He's got such a good story.
I think it was more than he had such a good story.
No, I'm sure it was.
But I don't know how they sat there and said, boy, let's bring Big John back. Let's use him as a left-handed bat. Let's use him early and often.
Left-handed bat with power off the bench.
Mm-hmm. He looks like that.
RBI. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tyler. Does he have an RBI this year?
I'll check it out.
I think he's got some runs scored.
A couple of them doubles he hit in that one game.
And then somebody drove him in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I saw a stat the other day.
He looks the part. He looks like what you're saying.
What? Left-handed with power?
Yeah, he looks like
zero RBIs.
That's not his fault, though, completely.
How many Abreu you got? I'm just working on your combined first baseman.
I think three.
Who are bigger bodied guys that you would like to have at least some level of power.
I think you got three.
I didn't know that Singleton, Big Singleton, was hitting 238, though.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Hey.
He
climbed out. Whoa, yeah. Don't get too crazy.
Yeah.
They don't throw a party, huh?
Oh, my God. Yeah, three runs scored. You're right.
Yeah, he's scored a few now. He's crossed the plate now.
Yeah, that 238 looks real good, butted up against that 099.
605 OPS. God, I'm going to throw up.
It's not as much about Big John as it is the two combined. There is just zero production.
John looks amazing compared to Abreu.
When he cuts, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, he sings. He's like he's going to catch it. All right. Talk to Jonathan Alexander, writes for the Houston Chronicle. Clint.
Okay.
And we're talking about Titus Howard. Talking about Titus Howard and Fisher, the second round pick that the Texans selected. And he said if Blake Fisher is really good coming out of camp and Kenyon Green struggles, he could see a scenario in which Titus Howard moves to left guard and Blake Fisher starts at right tackle. Went on to say when they talked to D'Amico about it at the combine, he didn't commit to moving Titus permanently to right tackle. Even though Titus committed, he didn't commit it. And seems like the option could be open. Clint, Tyler, Drive family, those listening to YouTube and Twitch, those of you on the text line, those of you listening on the Odyssey app, however you're taking us in, we appreciate it. I refuse to believe this is a serious conversation. I refuse to believe that they would ever even think about doing this again. Now, I understand that they drafted this kid, and he is a right tackle. And I think they have promise for him. And I think he is probably going to be a starting tackle next year. But, Clint, if Titus Howard is getting paid as the fifth highest paid right tackle in the game, even with the little money exchange that he made. And we saw what has happened when he has played left guard. It has not been good. Except for one time against Chris Jones when he was sick. It's not been good. Clint, I refuse to accept that. They will not put him in that position again. It was so bad. And you've signed him to play right tackle. You gave him that big deal to play right tackle. I know because of what they did, it may be a conversation. I just refuse they ever get close to it. If there's not an injury involved, and there'd have to be a couple of injuries involved before I move Titus Howard to left guard. God, I hope they never do this. They can't be serious about this. They just can't.
Well, you can't be serious about you can't be serious about moving a guy that you paid that kind of money to. You can't be serious about moving that guy when your approach to fill in the void otherwise, to avoid having to move that guy, is to draft his replacement, is to draft another tackle. I mean, you could have – the Texans – I mean, here's the deal. You look at – we got to have a serious conversation about Nick's approach in this draft if that does indeed happen. I think there were three interior offensive linemen that were drafted in the first round. When it got to the Texans, you could have had the fourth best interior offensive lineman in this draft.
That would have been.
We all knew going into this draft. I'm talking about interior offensive linemen, by the way, not tackles, anything other than a tackle, guard, center, guard. Like, we knew going into this thing that if the Texans had a weak spot on the offensive line, it was going to be the guard center situation, whichever one Juice Scruggs doesn't play. Like, you knew that was going to be the biggest gamble of the year going into the draft. And if your plan was to draft a tackle and potentially move Titus Howard back to guard.
And we saw how that worked.
When Titus has made it, one, you paid him. Two, he's made it clear he's a tackle. And if I'm Titus Howard at this point in time, I'm through being a good soldier. I'm through being the team first guy.
Oh, I think
guy.
He is. He put it on there. He has
to be. And look, I'm a fan.
You think he was pissed when that draft came?
No, I don't think he looked. I think he's at a point right now where he's like, all right, if I want to keep playing these games, I'm in my. Because he is in a position where he's playing out of position, and at some point in time, it's going to affect his ability to get the next contract. Right? He's got 1 year, 2024 left on his contract before there's an out, right? I think there's two more years after that, but there is an out after next year. And if you're going to play him at guard, you are absolutely, I mean, you're killing his chances of signing a big deal.
It makes the team worse. He's not good at it. He is not good at it.
They would
have to run through Kenyon Green, Kendrick Green, Jarrett Patterson, Nick Broeker, Dieter Elson. They'd have to run through all of them dudes and somebody else they hadn't signed
Dieter's
yet.
Dieter's somebody else, by the way, the one that played and played.
Not
well
Michael Dieter, but I'm talking about Dieter Elson.
Oh, Big Dieter.
They got another one. Yeah. Gotcha. They'd have to run through five of them jokers before they got to Titus moving over.
This is precisely, Ron, why I hate the tackle pick. If there was an offensive line pick in this draft, early in this draft.
If the tackle pick is connected with him going to tackle, I mean to guard, I am with you.
Well, Ron, even if it's as a backup, like you signed these guys to huge contracts. You committed long-term to them recently, and you're already planning an exit strategy?
I just
like the whole thought of like playing a season without one of those two guys by choice in the next 3 years, to me, is nuts. I mean, would you like to create a little bit of flexibility for yourself to make a move if it's best for the team? Maybe, sure. But, like, you chose, by the way you drafted, you said, okay, I'm going to take an offensive lineman. You chose to draft a guy at the tackle position knowing that Kenyon Green is a huge crapshoot at the left guard position. That's why I hate the tackle position. I hate the tackle pick. I hate it all the way around.
I hate it if it means in any way that Titus moves to guard. Like, there has to be – like, there would have – the only reason why Titus Howard would not play right tackle for me is if there was an injury.
To Titus Howard.
To Titus Howard. And the only way he has to get to guard is this thing has – I mean, we've lost three, four guys. We lost two or three guys in a game. He shouldn't even practice at guard. I just like that one. I can't even. He should never play another down there again.
I agree.
You have to take it. I don't know when you said this. You said a part of maybe that contract was his versatility factor.
Sure.
You have to take that out.
Watching the product of him at guard this year, absolutely.
And hell, 2 years ago. When he played it, he's probably got 15 to 17 games at guard. 15 to 16 of them were probably average to below average. You have to take that versatility angle out of it. He is a tackle. Like that. Or I could see Clint that he went to left tackle because maybe something happened to
Laramie.
To Laramie, yep. and you would rather him go to left tackle like he did a couple years ago. I could see that. But it can't be, all right, we're going to put our best five offensive linemen down, and Blake Fisher is one of them. So Titus' versatility brings us over there. That cannot be it.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, the thought has to have sailed
after that.
When you've got Laramie Tunsil and Titus Howard on your roster, the conversation about Fisher replacing either, to me, is crazy.
This year, yeah.
Like, Nick Caserio is on record saying, well, Titus is clearly a better tackle than he is a guard.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you're gonna take that guy and draft the guy to play tackle and move him back to guard. Don't make sense.
Like, if Kenyon struggles, there has to be another option.
Yes.
There's got to be another option.
Absolutely.
Hell, Blake, your ass better get over there and see if you can rumble at a guard.
Can you bend? Can you keep that center of gravity down, baby?
What you got coming up at the fourth?
All right, one of my favorite media members right now in the game. He ranked his top five NFL offseasons. Top five NFL offseasons. The Texans had a monster offseason, any way you slice it. Mike Greenberg, where did the Texans rank in that offseason? We'll tell you where they ranked, and we'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.